from KQED.
Well, California Democrats are gathering this weekend in Los Angeles. It's their annual state convention, kicking off primary season before the run-up to November. And you'd be hard-pressed to find a state that's deeper blue than California. Democrats dominate statewide politics, and Governor Jerry Brown seems headed for an easy re-election. And why does he want another term as governor when he'll be 76 years old?
Frankly, I like the work. I understand what it is. My father was governor for 8 years. This is my 12th year.
Voters will decide how compelling that message is, and the governor will have time to sharpen it up a bit. Plus, with $17 million in the bank and counting, he'll have plenty of cash to get that message out. Republicans, meanwhile, have had a tough time fielding credible statewide candidates. Brown has two main opponents, Assemblyman Tim Donnelly, a Tea Party favorite, and newcomer Neil Kashkari, a former Treasury official in the administration of President George W. Bush. Both will have their work cut out for them. And yet, as Democrats schmooze and strategize in Los Angeles this weekend, there are a few storm clouds, like political scandals in Sacramento, and, as KQED's Tara Seiler explains, concern that too many Democrats might not even bother to vote this year.
Democrats hold a supermajority in the state assembly. They have a popular governor, hold every statewide office, and more than two-thirds of seats in Congress. Many of these Democrats are up for re-election, but with a few exceptions, most aren't expected to face much opposition. In other words, Democrats in California are sitting pretty. So are Democratic voters even thinking about this election? A good barometer might be Oakland hairdresser Katie Fahey.
What election?
I'm not thinking about it. I'm not.
But you vote?
Yes, sometimes.
Do you vote, for example, this fall will be a midterm election?
Probably not.
Okay, that's not such good news for Democrats. Let's check in with Darren Allen, who's waiting for a friend in the salon.
I was just hoping that Hillary runs for... Oh, you said the election this year.
Yeah.
No, I haven't done much thinking about the election this year.
The general election is about 8 months away, but this voter indifference could signal trouble for the Democrats. Voter turnout was down in 2012, and midterm elections typically dip further. That's a concern because Democrats stay home more often than Republicans, says Thad Kauser, an associate professor of political science at UC San Diego.
Jerry Brown should win in a landslide. And so I think what a lot of Democrats in those assembly and Senate districts are worried about is very low turnout because there's nothing at the top of the ticket to motivate them to go to the polls.
You don't have enough turnout, you don't win the election.
Democratic pollster Ben Tolchin says turnout could make or break several key races this year, races that could determine whether Democrats have supermajorities in Sacramento or pick up seats they need in the House.
If we can put together a coalition of the Obama coalition, if you will, younger voters, Latinos, African-Americans, Asian-Americans, we're going to win the competitive races.
But that coalition didn't come together in San Diego, where a Democrat lost last month's mayor's race to a moderate Republican, despite the city now having more registered Democrats. Tolchin says low turnout sank the Democratic candidate, but he says the party can improve its future chances.
The more Latinos we register in competitive districts, the bigger advantage we get, and it can often end up being the difference between winning and losing.
That's because Latinos tend to vote Democratic. But in 2012, just 56% of Latino citizens were registered in California, compared with 72% of whites. Carlos Alcala, chair of the Latino Caucus for the state Democratic Party, says he's trying to boost those numbers and says his caucus is having success registering Latinos in high schools, at citizenship ceremonies, and by using remote phone banks.
We've also learned, surprisingly, that it really works when we talk to the grandparents and they're leaning on their children to be good citizens and to vote.
That kind of personal touch is key, says Lisa Garcia Bedoya, professor of social and cultural studies at UC Berkeley. She says it works a lot better than the party's quick registration drives just before an election.
You can't just pop up a tent to do this kind of work and expect it to be effective.
Garcia Bedoya says that's especially true in areas like the Inland Empire and the Central Valley, where Democrats have had a tougher time winning.
Usually you need organizations that have relationships with communities that folks trust. And so it's difficult in a place like the Central Valley, where you don't have an established infrastructure to build on, to just all of a sudden have a widespread effort.
State demographers predict that as of this month, there will be more Latinos than whites in California. Larry Tremajola, a Democratic political consultant, suggests Democrats today would do well to take a page from the farmworker movement of the 60s and 70s.
The thing that made that movement real is there were people on the streets on every corner confronting people about a registration, about eating grapes, and about doing that. We don't see any of that today.
But maybe mass voter registration is not the job of political parties.
The job of a political party is to win elections, and you register voters and turn them out in areas where you can win.
John Burton chairs the California Democratic Party.
That's what you do.
Burton says one thing that could help Democrats is a possible ballot proposition raising the minimum wage. It's an issue that certainly impacts Latinos and youth. But if that measure or something like it doesn't qualify, Democrats will face a big challenge in key districts. And in the long term, the lack of voter participation, that's a really big challenge for the entire state. For the California Report, I'm Tara Seiler.